Format C. VR Incubator.
VR Incubator.
VR Incubator.
My name is Teota Gatolin. I'm from Zagreb, and I'm an intermediate artist. I've worked with Format C and their project VR Inc. on a work titled A Lapse in Glorem Ipsum. It's a presentation of a research I did in identities and chaos and how they can relate, and in general how spaces can relate to objects and poetical text. A Lapse in Glorem Ipsum is a VR space currently. It maybe becomes something else, and if it does, I will let you know. It's the most difficult question, I think, to describe one's own practice. It changes for me how I see myself from day to day. But today, I would say that my art working practice started with writing. And I've seen myself as primarily a poet for a very long time. But then I got kind of disappointed with how literature publishing was being treated in Croatia. So I stopped writing and I started working more with visual mediums, which is kind of funny because my last work that I'm finishing right now, I'm writing again, and I haven't done that in like 5 years, I think. So I'll be exhibiting just these two thick books of poetry in a gallery with absolutely no visuals in them. But on the other hand, I'm very interested in my practice in space and spatial dimensions of living, and how bodies relate to objects and objects relate to space, and generally how physical world relates to everything and itself and also the virtual. So I've worked a lot with installations and objects and performances, mostly as a part of a larger collective of both performing and intermediate artists. I've always been interested in things that are kind of shifty. I think that the nice word for that would be mercurial. And this idea of chance or adaptability of things that fluctuate, I think I'm very drawn to that. And I think it's often present in what I do. These things that can be chaotic or ephemeral, but it can also kind of act like a coagulant to other things or other spaces. That's kind of why I've been working recently a lot with topics of ecology and technology, which rhymes wonderfully. Because both of these things, they're both kind of made out of living, moving, movable parts that we're kind of either trying to freeze up or speed up indefinitely. And I think that's not a best position maybe to have towards ecology and technology. Maybe we can choose not to try to freeze up or speed up these processes, but just try to see what they are and how we relate to them and how we can live with them and how they live with us, because they also live with us. Both the environment and the technology and this computer that I have, it lives with me as much as I live with it. A Lapse in Glorem Ipsum is a presentation of a research. And the research is about how I'm trying to establish a connection between poetic language that I used and spaces and Lorem, who's ultimately a person that I'm trying to build. And the thing is that she is so difficult to build. I've been doing this for a while in both physical and virtual space, and the poetic part kind of grew out of this inability to find words that she would use to talk, because Lorem Ipsum is, in a way, as I see her conceptually, she's a persona that I can inhabit, but she's also an entity that inhabits my body, that can inhabit me. So she's also an entity that can inhabit a space or can inhabit an object. And she's also an idea. I've been toying with this idea for a long time, which is a kind of a plan for the next phase of Lorem Ipsum. You know how you have like plays for theater? So one person writes a play and then the play can be directed by anybody. I would like to do that with Lorem. I would like her to be an entity that anybody can come and inhabit, including her spaces and her objects, and see what happens if there is one identity that is a collective thing, but it's at the same time an individual thing or a persona. So the poetic language that I used in these spaces, in search of the language that she would use, mostly came from public domain books that I kind of took the text and I used erasure methods. Erasure is when you kind of take a text and you give yourself a specific amount of rules or something like tasks, where you block certain words or certain parts of sentences and you kind of try to find a poetry within poetry or text within text by using chance. And I like using chance because I like, it's this thing of me and mercurial things and flexible things. So I think that generally, and Lorem as a person and as a work and as a art concept is becoming and is being shaped by these instances of something happening between chance and intention, between a fluctuating thing and something that is very structured, which in a way kind of I think connects to this, because when you look at it, anything digital is very structured. It's all just zeros and ones and rules the computer makes and you try to understand, but at the same time it's completely fluttering in the matter that you can express or use and put on top somehow. I'm not sure that I remember when was the first time I encountered VR, but I can remember the first time that I considered it as a medium that I could use. It was a couple of years ago. I was working at my university. We have these studios, and I was sharing space with Marta Stražičić. She was the room next to me, and she was working a lot with games and 3D objects and virtual spaces in general, and I quite liked it. I liked the possibility of merging physical space and physical objects with the digital space and the digital objects. But at the time, I was more involved with performances, so I kind of just took this idea of VR as an interesting thing that exists, and I put it somewhere in like a mental storage to come back to it later. And I have to say that it was this pandemic year that got me back to it, because I didn't really have access to my studio anymore, and it's difficult to work on performance when you can't really stand close to anybody. So I started experimenting a bit for myself at first, with virtual objects and virtual spaces. And I think it kind of grew from there, this specific work. I see virtual in general as another medium that exists, or another entity that exists with all other entities and mediums. So I would say that there is always some translation happening between ideas and between mediums. But for this work specifically, for Elapsing Lorem Ipsum, it was a continuation of this research I did last year about identity and chaoses that can exist in it, and identity that can inhabit things, and chaoses that can inhabit things and identities, and generally messes that happen and kind of convolence between signs and objects. And I did this in physical space in VN Gallery. But the plan was kind of to stay in the gallery with the exhibition and to work on the materials for the duration of the exhibition, which is kind of a thing that I like to do. I like to kind of inhabit the works I do. Usually, if I have an exhibition, I'm there all the time working on the materials and kind of adding into what is exhibited. And it's not perfectionism. It's not that I'm not letting the work go. It's that I really like having something presented that is still happening, that is kind of changing still and living still and being influenced by whatever happens in the space and whatever people bring into the space. So what happened, which is like a drastic example of this, what happened is that a couple of days after the opening of Lorem Ipsum in a physical gallery, the pandemic hit and suddenly we were in lockdown and I had this exhibition behind closed doors and you could just see it through a window. And I had this whole process of things that I will do inside of a gallery, which now I couldn't do. So I just sort of kept thinking about her, about Lorem and her objects and her spaces, and kind of through time she started seeping more and more into the space of my computer. And then at some point possibility of collaboration with Format C happened, which was a beautiful thing, because this process that I had kind of got a home somewhere. So yeah, I wouldn't say that this work is an adaptation as much as it is kind of a limb or a tentacle or a grasp into a virtual space from a physical space. There is a lot of education necessary that goes into any kind of new media art or any kind of digital art from both sides, both the spectator and the artist. But I think that maybe when we talk about this education, I think I see it as like a two-layer thing. So on one side you have the technical skill that you need to kind of figure out how to do as an author to make something, but then on the other side you have the education of the audience, which in Croatia we are lacking, because through general education in schools people don't really have access to contemporary art, which is a sad thing, because and I've been talking about this a lot with my colleagues and friends, I don't think it takes a lot for a member of the general audience to understand a work that is maybe technically complex or conceptually complex. I don't think it takes a lot. It takes something, but I kind of believe that there is always like a possibility to kind of bring a tiny ladder and kind of place a tiny ladder next to the work, a conceptual metaphorical ladder that is easy to climb onto. So there is definitely an element of skill and education that does make a bit of a gatekeeping when digital art is concerned, but I don't think it's that imposing. I don't know. I'm not sure if imposing is a right word. But I think that from the position of the author, you do need to have some sort of personal interest into getting some skill and interest into why you are doing this. But from the position of a viewer or an audience member, I don't think you need like a seminar of 6 weeks or I don't know how many books read to understand something. I think maybe you just need to kind of be exposed to these type of works more frequently, because then it becomes kind of more understandable. The process of production of this work, it happened during a very hectic time, but for me it's always kind of very nice working with the people at Formatsy and their various organizational entities connected to them, because there is generally no pressure whatsoever to make something be a specific way or fit into a specific idea or a predefined form, which from an art research point of view is a beautiful thing that doesn't really happen that often. And there is also always this sense of community support, so you don't have this thought in the back of your head, oh my god, what if I technically can't do this? What will happen? You know, because you know that somebody will come up and be like, oh, I can do this thing, I can help you. And since this is kind of the first time that I was really exclusively working only with digital material, which for me is a bit of a new thing, because I usually start from kind of treating the physical space and creating objects and then creating either some relationship with bodies in objects or some relationship with the space and the text. And then, like, the fourth step or the fifth step is, like, generating some digital material. So that's the usual process. This process was completely inside of a computer. So I discovered a lot. I discovered plenty of things that I'm interested in and that I will definitely keep pursuing. There was this nice thing that happened. It was a bit of a little revelation, I would say. I will try to explain this. So I generally have, whenever I visit events or festivals that deal, that have technology in focus of their general programming, there is always this feeling like something too spectacular is happening, and that I am just a viewer, or that something is expected of me that I can't really give. It's not so obvious, but it's always there, like this aroma, like a tinge of feeling as if you're at an amusement park, or sometimes even like you're at a freak show, and there's something, for me, there was always something wrong about it, because it feels like, it feels for me that treating technology and our relationship with it only through this specter of, oh, it's spectacular or entertaining, I think it's, I don't like it. Yeah. So the revelation point that I try to tell you now here is that I discovered for myself like a series of small steps and practices that make for me the work that I'm doing kind of avoid this, or tries to avoid this spectacularity. I'm not sure if I'm communicating this right, but I will try, because this disembodied experience that we're having now, where you're listening to me and I'm recording this in a temporal situation that is completely away from you, I'm either in the future or in the past from where you're listening to this, but I think that this is the thing. This is what is at the core of what interests me about technology here. This possibility, it's like some of the novelists that I used to read when I was young. I was very into modernism and naturalism and like big novels and things. So many of them had this idea that the novel is kind of a telepathy device, which it, in a way it is. Somebody writes something, I don't know, 150 years go by and you read it and you imagine it in your head, you hallucinate these images. But we have something that for me is more visceral and kind of like tissue, you know, like muscles and like bones and like skin. And I think that this aspect of technology that is more kind of lifelike because it's made out of matter. It's not made out of spectacle. It's not beautiful. It's not sleek always. But this thing that, you know, humans make and other entities make and animals make around us and plants and everything, I think this is a thing that really interests me, and I would really like to find a way to put words on it and to make works about it. But I'm still I'm very much at the beginning. This is just I just found it, and I'm just telling you, like, you look at this beautiful thing I found. And the beautiful thing I found is the possibility that I can tell about this beautiful thing to people on the internet through time and through devices and through matter. So you can have this thing. I'm sharing it if you want it.
Format C.
Format C.
VR Incubator.
VR Incubator. VR Incubator.